Welcome to Bloomington Buddies right here, where two buddies talk about all things sports. I'm Eddie Finn here, joined by Quincy Bell. Today we got a lot to talk about. First, we're going to go ahead and talk about Aaron Judd. Got to get over that man. That man is an absolute beast. Then we're going to move into a little bit of college football as we get ready for another crazy weekend in college football. And then lastly, we're going to wrap it up with a little NFL as we recap yesterday's game and then these weekend's games. And then we have a new segment, which we will introduce when we get there. We're not going to tell you what it is because we don't want you guys to tune out too early. You got to wait and find out. That's part of it. But before we begin today's show, once again, make sure to head on over to our Instagram and our TikTok and follow us. It is at @Bloomington_buddies. This is where we will be posting all kinds of our sports news. We'll also be posting videos and short clips of the show, of even our own content. And if you have a topic you want to hear us talk about on our show, feel free to DM us at @Bloomington_buddies or on our own personal and Instagram accounts, which I will have on our YouTube channel. And it will also be in the Bloomington Buddy stuff there. But let's go ahead and hop in, Quincy. We had a crazy, crazy moment, especially for me as a Yankees fan. My one, my only, the absolute GOAT just hit 61. He is now tied for the all-time MLB AL record. Thoughts?
This is historically significant. I'm not even calling it the AL record.
I'm calling it the record.
I'm calling it the MLB record.
The record, 100%.
Say what you want about Barry Bonds and him hitting 73 home runs, because that's the true record, with a big giant asterisk. Same thing with Mark McGwire with 70. The all-time leaderboard, if you're curious, Barry Bonds 73 in 2001, McGwire 70, Sammy Sosa 66, McGwire 65, Sosa 64, 63.
And all of them on roids.
And then Aaron Judge at 61 just now, and Roger Maris at 61, and then Babe Ruth at 60. And 59, and then there are some other guys like Stan Fox, Ryan Howard. But I think this is the greatest power-hitting season. Him and Roger Maris, the two greatest power-hitting seasons of all time, because they can't cheat. If Aaron Judge was on steroids, he did 80 home runs.
100%. And not only that, the thing is he still, if the Yankees can for once in their life in the past 10 years actually pull it together and make it to the World Series again, he's going to be able to hit. I would say he could probably get closer to Barry Bonds than people realize.
It's only the regular season.
Oh, are they only doing the regular season? I thought that they started counting playoffs.
It's only regular
season. I still think he could hit three more. Maybe four.
In the regular season?
In the regular season. They've still got, 10 more games?
They have 5 games left, I think.
They go to 162. They haven't even hit 150 yet.
They play the Orioles today at 7:05, and then they play the Orioles Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then they play the Rangers on Monday, and then they have a doubleheader Tuesday, and then they play Wednesday. So they have
7 games.
They have 7 games.
Seven games. He was averaging almost 1.3 a game.
Yeah. And so, Roger Maris hit his 61st in the last game of the season.
Exactly. So I would say he probably hits at least 4 more. So I say he hits 65.
I don't know about 4 more, but he's definitely going to get to.
Especially against the Orioles, let's be realistic.
Yeah, even if you want to go into the all-time records, Sammy Sosa is the next above him with 63.
And again, he's on roids. So, none of the players in the top three, besides now who's going to be Aaron Judd, were not on roids.
No.
All of them were. No. Every single one of them was juiced.
No, of course.
And it's sad to think that Aaron Judd is going to, beat one of them, 100%. If he doesn't beat Sosa's record of 63, I'll be shocked. And he's going to come really close to Bonds. I'll say he gets within 6.
I mean, say what you want about the steroid era. If you want to count Bonds as the home run leader, power to you. I'm not
because I agree. You put Judd on roids right now, he's probably already got 90. Easy.
I don't know about easy.
Come
90,
on.
But he'd have more than he has now.
Way more.
But I want to talk about, I felt really bad. So are you aware, Zach Hample, right?
Yes.
He rented out a whole section in the outfield. He bought like he has money to burn.
100%.
He bought out a whole section, and he was the only person sitting in that section. And I think that was the game Judge went like 0 for 4. I don't know if he was at the actual game, but
He wasn't. I don't think he was at this one, but we're not gonna do a dumb moment. I don't think, because there wasn't really enough to talk about in the last 3 days.
I did.
But we gotta feel bad for the fan.
I feel bad for the guy. He had it in his glove. The way he hit it in Toronto. The way the Rogers Center is set up is you've got the wall and then you've got the bullpen and then the seats like overhang the bullpen. So yeah. There's a huge gap. And it hit like the middle of like the middle of the deck, and the guy reached down.
Had his glove on. It hit his glove.
It hit his glove. That's a tough catch. Like, I know he's really upset. I know he came that close, but that's a tough catch reaching down. I heard some people.
100%.
I heard some people, just jump down. It's a ball worth $1 million. That's like a 40-foot fall, bro.
Hey, you know what? A broken leg for $1 million, you're going to come out of that with at least 900.
People have like died from like jumping out of the stands.
Okay, I'm telling you, we saw it at the IU game. We know it's possible.
No, that's way higher.
No, it was about the same. Yes, it was. The wall that he jumped off of was like at least 15, 20 feet.
The guy at the IU game?
He was like 20-foot wall drop. He dropped the entire thing.
No, I'm saying that's like twice that at the right. You're jumping from the upper deck into the bulb. You're nuts.
No, he didn't. It didn't look like it was that deep at all.
It is.
It looks like it was maybe a 20-foot drop.
No, it is.
I don't think it's 40
foot. I did feel bad for him, though. Aaron Judge's mom and Roger Maris's son had a nice moment. They hugged it out. I think it was really cool. So Roger Maris's son was in attendance when McGuire hit 62. Yeah. But he said, this is, because at the time, I don't think he knew McGuire was juicing up all that much. But he said he's the true home run champ when he hit 62.
100%. I mean, the only people that say that Barry Bonds is the true home run champ are the people that were fans of Barry Bonds and are just, you know, biased. Nobody in the right minds thinks that Barry Bonds is honestly the real home run champion. That's just like saying that if, you know, you put Peds and Aaron Rodgers and he goes out and breaks every record that Brady set, that he is now the GOAT. No, that's not how that works. You can't enhance yourself and then say you're better.
I understand. Like, I know everyone was doing it. I don't even blame him for taking steroids because everyone did it.
No, that doesn't mean anything. Just because somebody else tells you to jump off a bridge doesn't mean you do it.
I know, but like everyone was doing it at the time or whatever, but like,
that doesn't mean anything. Fine. If everybody juice was going around want, killing people, you, that doesn't mean he can do it.
Juice if you want. You can't have the home run.
Yeah, you're not getting that. I don't think he deserves it at all. I honestly think he should have been disqualified, but they don't care about that.
Because everyone was doing, what are you going to do, disqualify the whole MLB?
Let's, you know, maybe set down some rules.
I do want to talk about something else MLB related, because normally the most exciting part of the end of the year for baseball, if there's not a crazy home run chase going on, is the playoff race. But for the most part, all the teams have clinched. The Yankees have, in the AL,
they've easily clinched.
The Yankees have clinched like a month ago. Cleveland won their division. The White Sox, oh my goodness, I'm from Chicago. I can't stand the White Sox because White Sox fans, they hide, and you never hear from them when they're bad. And
can we just talk about the Guardians, the fact that they actually went 86-68 right now? That's pretty impressive.
They had a good year. But White Sox fans always talk about, they're always yapping at Cubs 100%. Fans when they're good. And then when they don't make the playoffs, they just...
And the funny thing is, they've spent so much money on so many players in the last 2 years, and they haven't added another playoff spot this year.
This is a disaster for the White Sox.
I mean, when you sign people like Lance Lynn, all kinds of really great players and pitchers, you had four deep in your pitching lineup. Four superstar pitchers. And you had some good hitters. And you couldn't do anything.
All right. As for other teams, Houston clinched their division. For the wild card, the Jays have clinched the first wild card spot. And then Seattle and Tampa Bay are top. There's three wild card spots now. And Seattle and Tampa Bay are within a half game of each other. Mm-hmm. Seattle's a half game up. And so they're probably both going to get it because the Orioles, who I was really rooting for, because they were supposed to be the worst team in the MLB, or one of the worst teams. And they went on a hell of a run near the end of June. They won like 10 in a row, and they were in the playoff race for a while.
I don't want the Orioles to win, and there's one major reason. Not because I'm a Yankees fan, but because every time a team like that makes it, it was told that they suck and they can't make it anywhere, and then they make a low playoff spot, they end up just going through a tear in the playoffs, and I do not want that to happen. I need my Yankees to win.
No, but the thing is, though, is they're not going to make it. They're down 5 games with 8 games to go.
Anything can happen.
I know anything. They're technically still alive.
Also, but whoever really thought not. The Seattle Mariners would be here?
The Seattle Mariners were the Orioles last year. Everyone thought they were going to be really bad, and they won 90 games. They were one game out. If it was in this format with the expanded team, the Mariners haven't made the playoffs since 2001. I like rooting for the Mariners. I think they got a fun group. They got
Correct. A fun I'm not group saying I don't like the Mariners, but I mean, you have to think about the fact that they have, you know, I honestly thought the Rangers would do better than, or not the Rangers, the Angels would do better than they did, because when you have two of probably, I would say, the top five players in the league, and you can't get above 70
this
wins.
This is why
depressing.
Baseball is the ultimate team game. Because in let's say basketball.
Well, that's no well.
LeBron. Okay,
that's not true. I know what you're about to say, but
I'm just going to compare sports real quick. If you have two really good players, that takes up 40% of your lineup. If you have two really good players in baseball, that's two out of nine batting spots. That's 22%.
Also, that I'm well. There's
like
also
you have to build a complete team. Like the Angels have a World Series championship in 2002 when they had Garrett Anderson, Tim Salmon, and Troy Percival, and they had a complete team of ballers.
But you can't compare that, because you also have to realize that baseball players play the entire game. LeBron plays maybe 35 minutes of the game. You have to have a complete bench.
But like Mike Trout can only bat one every nine times.
Okay.
And the Angels haven't had a single good pitcher since who? Jared Weaver?
That's why they put Shohei. That's why they need to put Shohei there.
No.
He could throw the ball. He's a good pitcher.
The Angels are a disaster. But I want to get back to the Mariners. I mean, they have just been so bad since 2001. They win 116 games. They break the record for the most wins in MLB history. And then they blow it in the ALCS to the Yankees. And then they had a really good year the next year in 2002, but missed the playoffs by like one game. And they haven't made the playoffs since. And the fact that they're going to make it this year.
They'll make it. And it's sad that the entire Central Division is just eliminated.
I feel so happy for Mariners fans, because they deserve to cheer for a good team.
Yeah.
And I felt there was like a story of this woman in 2001. She camped out like all day to buy Mariners World Series tickets with her little, she had like a pet ferret and was wearing a little Mariners jersey, and they got rained on all day, and then they found out the Mariners got eliminated. So the fact that the Mariners are getting back to the playoffs, and not only getting back to the playoffs, they got a team that can do some damage.
Look, I don't care who makes the playoffs, except I will say, as a Yankees fan, the happiest moment of my life just came true. Seeing a big black E next to the Boston Red Sox.
No.
Screw the Boston Red Sox. I hate them.
Disappointing year,
man. They ride the hype train, and every year they suck. They had one good year when they won, and every year after that, everybody's like, they're going to be the best team in that division, and they suck every year.
Yeah.
So you know
they
what?
They got cold in the middle
take
of the year.
The L.
They got really cold when the Orioles got really hot.
No, they just need to take the L. I mean, I am kind of depressed that the New York Mets are so good. I mean, literally.
Well, let's talk about the NL. So the NL East, the NL Central, the Cardinals have wrapped it up.
Yeah.
They've already coached.
The Brewers. I mean, that's just shocking enough that they went over 500.
The Brewers were
over 500. Is crazy.
They were the number two seed or three seed in the NL last year. They have Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff.
Correct.
They have a squad.
Just because of last year doesn't mean anything, as we've seen. The Yankees sucked last year, really, and now
they made the playoffs.
They made the playoffs low seed, and they lost first round to the Boston Red Sox.
So the Dodgers have clinched the division. So the Mets and the Braves is the only division that's up for grabs. Now, the thing is the winner of that division will get the two seed. And the
Correct.
It's six teams. The top two seeds get a bye. And the loser of that game is going to have to play a five seed, which is most likely going to be the Padres. The Mets
Correct.
Won yesterday. The Braves lost. So the Mets are one game up. But basically what it was is everyone who had clinched the playoffs was going to make the playoffs. Except there's one team right now that is crumbling, and it is a team that crumbles every year and whose fans think they're going to the World Series every year, and they blow it near the end of every year because they don't have the Philadelphia Phillies. They got swept by the Cubs, and they lost their last two to the Braves. They've lost five in a row. They're currently, their game against the Nationals just started. They are up 1-0, but they just got swept by the Cubs. The Cubs swept them in Philly, too. The Cubs have swept the season series against them. They won six in a row. And the Brewers, who were the team that were behind them, the Brewers were, like, I think, five games back not too long ago. The Brewers, I mean, they haven't been, like, overly too hot. They've been winning games here and there. They lost last night to Miami. But they're crawling back in the race, and right now Philly holds that spot by just a half game.
I'm telling you right now, the team that I'm even shocked is still in contention at 500 is the Giants. The Giants every year start off hot. They lead that division through like the first 25 games, and then all of a sudden they just disappear.
Last year, Last year, they were picked to finish last in the division, and they got
They finished second. They finished first, and they got destroyed.
They lost.
They got absolutely demolished.
In extra innings in game five of the playoffs. That was a tight series.
That last year that they had? There was one year that they got, they were top, and then they just got mauled.
No, last year they were top, and then they took, they brought the Dodgers to the very end. But that seemed like kind of, they had a lot of players.
And they can still make it.
They can, it's just insane. But they're 5.5 back. I don't think it's gonna happen.
It's possible.
I would count them out. But basically, besides
Pittsburgh Pirates for the World Series.
Besides that, I mean, I don't think anyone's looking at anything. I mean,
the MLB isn't yet finalized, so it's not like something we can talk about. I mean, we can all, of course, talk about the Yankees are going, Red Sox, or not Red Sox, the Guardians. Astros, Mets, and Braves are automatically in it. I mean, there's no way they can't. Even if they lose all five, they automatically make it.
The only things we're paying attention to the MLB are when Aaron Judge hits 62, who's going to win the NL East between the Braves and the Mets and get that first round?
It's going to be the Mets. I think the Braves are going to end up going further, but I think the Mets win.
The Braves were my preseason World Series pick.
Everybody picked the Braves again. Everybody. And I'm telling you right now, they lose second round.
Everyone. But I wanted to bring up one point. I think that the ideal seed to have in the playoffs, right?
Is the second seed, in my opinion. No.
I'm talking about for wild card teams.
Oh, for a wild card?
The ideal spot you want to be at
is
the sixth spot. Because you know why? Because
you play the best team. Why would
You would play the third team, the third best division winner. A lot of times, the third best division winner.
That's fine.
It's not as good as the other wild card teams. And the thing is if you win that series,
you play the best team in the world.
You play the two seed.
No, the best team plays the worst team plays the.
They're not reseeding. They're not doing reseeding. So
No. But they're still the sixth seed. Which means they would play the number one seed.
Here's another thing. Honestly, when it comes to baseball, the team that more often than not wins the World Series is not the team with the best record. It's the team that's the hottest. The Braves started the year last year. They were 51-54. And then in the end of the year, they went 70-20. And they were unbelievably hot going into the playoffs. And then they just carried it through the playoffs. And a lot of the times, those teams that are the wild card teams at the end have been playing must-win baseball.
True.
All throughout the end of the season, and they are comfortable in that mode. Whereas a team like the Dodgers
hasn't
played a meaningful game in a month.
Correct, but they also are the freaking Los Angeles Dodgers, so you can't really compare that. Yeah. My sleeper team, though, is everybody is just absolutely just crapping on them in the NL.
Who?
Cardinals.
No, they're dangerous every
Albert
year.
Albert Pujols is an absolute OG.
No.
Now, don't get me wrong. I am not an Albert Pujols junkie. I'm not one of those bandwagons that likes Albert Pujols, just, blah, blah, blah. But I cannot deny the man is absolutely goated. I mean, he just hit a milestone, which we didn't talk about because it happened after. It was a while ago, but we didn't talk about it because it was past when we would have talked about it. But he hit 700, right? Not very many people have done that in a career. How many? Four? Four others, I'm pretty sure.
Or three others.
So him is three and then him.
Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds, and Babe Ruth.
Yeah. So three others and him. That's four in total. And he's on a team that has honestly in the past, I want to say, 2 months, has just gone an absolute tear.
They do that every year.
They were third in the division at one point.
They do that literally every year.
So I would say watch out for them because if I'm the Dodgers, that's the team I least want to play.
No, they won 18 in a row. And they got Jordan Montgomery from the Yankees. And he's been tearing it up. He's been way better in St. Louis. But I'm telling you right now, the seed you want to be at is the sixth seed because you're playing the worst division winner. And then if you win, you play the second team with the bye.
The second team is not always the worst, in my opinion.
When is the MLB season ends next Wednesday? So on our Friday episode, on next Friday's episode,
we'll definitely be talking about playoffs.
We're diving deep into the MLB playoffs.
But for now, I will say that it's not set in stone yet. There are only, four teams that are set? No. Right now, there are six.
The only team, pretty much everyone is set besides
the Mariners, the Padres, and the Phillies.
Honestly, the only teams you got to look at right now are the Brewers and Phillies. Everyone else is clinched. Everyone else currently in a playoff spot is clinched.
No, I don't think so.
I know there's eight games left, but
the Padres could easily fall out, and so could the Mariners.
The Rays could fall out. They have to make up five games in eight games. That's almost impossible.
It's not almost impossible.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. Because we've seen it plenty of times. I'm telling you right now, the Phillies could easily lose their next eight. The Padres could easily lose five or six of their next eight. I mean, it's not like it's an impossible. Now, is it unlikely? Yeah, but nothing is set in stone.
Do you, here, I'm going to pull up. There's a website that does like, it's like playoff percent.
Yeah, you can easily look at the percent. Just look at the records and who they're playing. I mean, that it does that, but I'm telling you right now, it's still possible. And we've all learned that probability isn't always accurate. I mean, that's just facts. You can't always just trust the probability of something.
Yeah, right now the Phillies have a 71% chance to make the playoffs. The Brewers have a 30%. According to FanGraphs, the Astros have the best chance to win the World Series at 17%. Mets at 17.4%. Dodgers at 14%. Who else? Yankees at 10%. Blue Jays 6%, Rays 4%, Guardians only 2%, Mariners 3%, Braves 9%, Cardinals 3%, Brewers 1.4%.
I'm telling you right
Padres
now,
6.7%.
I don't think that the Astros, I think the Astros have the third best chance of winning the...
If I had to pick a team right now to win it all,
it's the Dodgers.
It'd be the Braves.
No, the Braves are struggling too much in the regular season to be scary.
The reason I'm not picking the Dodgers is how many times have the Dodgers been the best team in the National League and then choke before they come in a World Series? Every year besides the Mickey Mouse COVID year.
Correct, but also how many World Series do the Dodgers have in the past, 15 years?
One, and it's a Mickey Mouse one.
No.
Their last one before 2020 was 1988.
Okay, the one where they lost to the Astros was an absolute fluke. Everybody agrees. The Astros should not have won that.
I guess, but...
So they should have two.
That should, but they don't.
And also, the Braves won last year. Everybody thought the Astros would win. So even if they do go back, that's the only way I see the Astros winning. The Braves have, I would say, the fifth best team here. Actually, I would be willing to argue that they have the sixth best team.
I'd have to look at the matchups, but...
No, because I think the Cardinals could beat the Braves.
The reason I think it's going to be the Braves is because I see problems with a lot of teams in the NL. Because I just said the Dodgers. The Mets, I don't think, will make it because of the Mets.
Okay, but the Mets are reached. I will say this. They always choke, but I have never seen a more complete Mets team in all of my... I am a diehard Yankees fan. I would never root for the Mets over anybody except maybe the Red Sox. That's like if those two teams play each other, I'm just staying out of that. But they have a complete team. They have a team that is almost well-rounded. It's more well-rounded than the Yankees.
Well, the last time the Mets made the World Series was 2015.
Correct.
And they lost to a Royals team that people don't talk about enough in terms of great MLB teams. That team was full of studs.
Correct. But, I mean, I still think the Mets have, besides the Dodgers, the most well-rounded team.
Yeah. Honestly, the AL, I feel the Astros are the favorite in the AL.
100%.
But I feel like the AL, I feel like both leagues, honestly. I know there are teams that are better than others, but I feel like it's anyone's race at this point. It's not like, oh, this team's going to run and why even play the playoffs? We got a bunch of teams that have ballers on the field.
100%. And I'll say this. As much as I want it to happen, I don't think my Yankees are winning just because I think Aaron Judd's going to win the MVP. I've already said I hope he wins the Triple Crown. He probably will. The odds of him not winning it are very slim considering he's pretty much leading in every single offensive category.
Besides
Besides average.
Aaron Judge for the Triple Crown. Last Triple Crown winner was Miguel Cabrera in 2012?
Correct. 2012. Or 2011.
And before that,
I think it was 2012.
It was like, I think the last one before him was Willie Mays.
Yes. He is right behind. The odds, he should be on track to win it. He should. There's a couple. He just got to get that up.
He leads the AL on RBIs. Pete Alonso leads the MLB, but or is it MLB or just?
No. Triple Crown is just, I think Triple Crown is for the whole MLB.
I thought it was just league-based.
No, because there's not a Triple Crown for NL and AL. It's MLB.
Oh, then he's not going to win it because Freddie Freeman's hitting like 327 or something like that.
I don't know. They're saying that he's on track to win it.
He's not going to win.
And
the AL, he can win the AL Triple Crown.
Yeah, it's possible if they do that. Now, I thought that they only did league-wide, though. Maybe they have started doing individuals. But he's obviously run away with the AL MVP. If he doesn't win the AL MVP, that makes no sense.
It's close.
I mean,
NL MVP is probably Paul Goldschmidt.
It's easily Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, everybody keeps saying that Albert Pujols and Freddie Freeman, and I'm like, nah. Nah, Freddie Freeman is a close second, but not really.
All right.
Interesting thought. Who wins Cy Young?
I haven't looked enough into it.
I have mine. I think they have him second, but I think Dylan Cy should win it.
Okay.
I think he should. They have Justin Verlander of the Astros winning it. I think
Verlander will win.
But I think the Cease could do it. I think he could. As much as I hate the White Sox,
I don't know.
There's a possibility that he could do it.
Are you familiar with the Bill James Cy Young predictor?
I don't.
It's okay. No. It was kind of funny because the Cy Young Award used to be a joke.
Oh yeah,
it used to
everybody
be they would just
pick take the best into pitcher.
Account. No, it used to be they would just take into account wins and wins. Oh
yeah,
for
that's
a
what
pitcher.
I'm talking about.
Wins for a pitcher, it's like you have no control of what the offense does.
No.
Or
and
what,
that's
or what
your,
determines
what
your own offense does and giving you
correct,
support.
And that's why a lot of the times Dodgers pitchers want it. But
what's it called? But like there was one point in time where like Miles Michaelis was like second in the Cy Young predictor. It was nuts. But I think that for AL Verlander's the clear favorite. For NL, I think I would give it to the Marlins Sandy Alcantara. Because
I agree with that, but I don't know.
At one
don't
point,
think
he
Verlander
had like more
it.
Innings pitched than like anyone in the MLB, and like it wasn't even close. He got to 200 innings, and everyone else was at like 150.
Yeah.
Like and he's been a stud in the games he's pitched. 2.32 ERA, 199 strikeouts. What's it called? He's fifth in ERA, 11th in strikeouts, 8th in WHIP, and that's with pitching. Until his arm falls off.
Yeah, 100%.
Alcantara is an absolute stud. I would give. He would have my vote for NL Cy Young.
All right.
Do we want to do college football?
Yeah, we're going to move into college football. We're going to talk about some of the games. Some of them we're not going to go over because we just don't have time to go over all, like, you know, ridiculous, what is it, like 70 games or something. I'm not doing all those. We're going to go over the big ones. First off, I don't think this is as big as other games, but we'll talk about it just because it's got a top 14 minute. Michigan versus Iowa.
Now, here's the thing.
Michigan wins this easy.
Michigan, actually, Iowa has beaten Michigan in the last 5 games at Kinnick Stadium.
Correct. And we also, if we remember correctly, Quincy, you said that Iowa was going to beat so many teams this year at home, and they've lost all kinds.
In the preseason?
No.
They've only lost one game.
In the first week, you said they were going to beat Iowa State, and they lost. You said they were going to beat, what was the team they lost you week one when they lost?
They
what was
won.
It?
They beat Iowa.
Oh, that's right. They won.
The Iowa State game's the only game they've lost. Here's what makes Iowa so dangerous at home. And what's the spread? The spread is Michigan 10.5. I would take Iowa to cover. I'm not saying I'd take them to win, but no. Their defense is so good to where –
because the teams they've beaten, they beat South Dakota State 7-3 at home, and they won against Nevada, who is a nobody.
Iowa might not score this game, but I don't know. It's maybe I wouldn't take the 10.5.
No, easily
Michigan
wins by three scores.
I think Michigan wins, but Iowa gives them a scare.
No, Michigan wins by three scores. Easy.
I don't know. They only beat Maryland by one score at home.
Okay. So they had a fluke game.
I mean, it wasn't even that fluke of a game, though. They played
it
well.
Was.
They
no,
played well.
They didn't play well considering how they played the first three weeks.
Well, because they played nobodies.
Weeks.
They played Colorado State, Hawaii, and UConn.
Okay, well, Maryland's also nobody. You're
well,
you're
not.
You're
3-0.
Against crappy teams.
There are a bunch of teams that are losing
we
to crappy
3-0
teams.
We were 3-0, too, in case you forgot
there
we beat
a bunch
of crappy teams.
But there are a bunch of teams that are losing to crappy teams. Look at Miami.
Correct. Okay, but that doesn't mean that Maryland was a good team just because they were 3-0.
I think Michigan will win. But
they'll be up by at least three scores probably at halftime. I'm telling you right now, there is
I wouldn't count on it.
There is one team
this
that
game's
I
gonna be close.
No, it's not going to be close.
This game's going to be if it was a night game at Kinnick, I'd pick Iowa.
No,
but
I wouldn't pick Iowa either.
It's a noon kickoff, so
it's a noon kickoff. Not only that, but I'm telling you right now, Michigan coming off of a close win is going to be like, "Nah, this is ridiculous. We need to get our crap together." And they're going to come out and they're just going to blow them up.
Right.
They're going to blow them up.
Next game?
I have Kentucky, Ole Miss. This is going to be my favorite game. Easy. And I'll tell you why, because if Kentucky wins
this... I don't even have this in the top three of my favorite games, which shows you there are some good games this week. That's
there
not
are
even,
literally...
That's
what,
not even being like, oh, this game's
I want to know what games you have above that. I mean, Wake and Florida
we'll
State is
them.
Not
we'll
going
to
be
we'll
that.
We'll talk about them when we get to them.
But first off, I don't see how this is not in your top three. If Kentucky wins
actually,
this game...
It's third.
Kentucky wins this game, they move to the fifth seed.
The fifth?
They're the fifth.
Seed.
They move to number five in the country.
We'll see.
No, 100%. They're
here's
undefeated,
the thing,
and they've beaten two ranked teams.
The thing is, though, I don't think they're winning this game.
I do.
I think Ole Miss is beating them.
I don't. Ole Miss just came off. It, like, we were talking about close wins. At least Michigan's playing another crappy team. Ole Miss just came off of almost a really terrible win to Tulane. They won by 6 points.
Tulsa.
That was Tulane.
That was Tulsa.
Was it Tulsa? Either way. And now they're going to play the seventh ranked team in the country who's just come out and bulldozed everybody? Yeah, no.
I think. So that was they're favored by 6.5. They got this game at home.
Okay, and they also had Tulsa at home. Their offense can
score in bunches. I think that Tulsa game was a little bit. There are these things called trap games where you're looking ahead to a better opponent. Like, they probably weren't even thinking much about Tulsa.
For instance, Maryland and Michigan, who you just said was a different game.
I don't think Iowa's as big of a trap game as the number 7 team in the country. But I think that they're going to be well prepared for this game.
I still think they lose.
I think Kentucky's a good team, but it's going to be really. I mean, Kentucky beat Northern Illinois.
Don't get me wrong. I hate Kentucky.
Kentucky did the same thing that you just said for Ole Miss. Kentucky is coming off a bye week, though.
Correct.
I'm still going to take Ole Miss.
I hate Kentucky.
They're favored by 6.5.
I hate Kentucky, and I like Ole Miss because I'm a Giants fan. Eli Manning went there. Archie Manning went there. I like Ole Miss as a college, right? I know. I'm not an Ole Miss fan. I don't really root for them. I mean, I root for them for certain cases, but as much as I want them to win, I don't see them winning. Kentucky came off of a great season last year. They've rode the hype train, and everybody's going, okay, they're going to crash. They haven't yet.
Guess what the FPI percent for Ole Miss to win is?
Probably like 60.
78.5.
Okay, and I still don't think they do it.
I don't. I think Ole Miss is winning.
I think that everybody's giving them too much credit.
All right, Oklahoma at TCU.
This is not really a game that isn't super of importance. I mean, Oklahoma sucks, and TCU is okay.
TCU's 3-0. They beat a good SMU team on the road. I think Oklahoma will win. I think they'll bounce back after losing to Kansas.
You can't. I hate when people do this stuff. You can't say, "Oh, this is going to be a good game." TCU's 3-0. They're 3-0 against, again, crappy teams.
SMU is eh.
They're okay. They're not even good. And they beat Colorado and Tarleton.
Tarleton State. They're terrible.
Again, this is not going to be a game that's going to be that great. It's either going to be TCU is going to win or Oklahoma is going to win. Nobody gives a crap about Oklahoma.
All right.
After their loss. Texas Tech and Kansas State. This I can see being a good game because I like the fact that Kansas State has come out and gone, you know what? Screw everybody who said we can't do anything. We're 25th in the country.
That's what Texas Tech pretty much did too. They beat these two.
Correct. And that's why I think this will be a good game.
A lot of times you see a team come off a big upset win.
Correct. And now you've got each other.
And then they just don't play well the next week.
But now you've got to play each other.
They're playing each other.
I'm taking Texas Tech.
I'm going to take Kansas State.
I know you would. I just figured you would because they're at home. But I think Texas Tech is just going to come out and they're gonna bulldoze.
All right, Purdue and Minnesota. Do you want to say your ridiculous opinion for this game?
Purdue and Minnesota. Purdue wins.
No, you think
Minnesota wins? That's
not
fine.
A chance.
You think Purdue wins? I think you think Minnesota wins? I think Purdue wins. I think it's pretty obvious. Yes, Purdue has sucked these first few weeks. 100% agree. But if you remember correctly, they're also saying Nebraska is going to kick our butt. Nebraska
we'll
is one of the worst teams
later.
In the Big Ten.
We'll talk about that
but
later.
You look at the spread and you look at the prediction of like percentage, and that's not what it's about. You have to also look at, yes, Minnesota's at home, but Purdue has the better roster in my opinion. Purdue's receiver is top two receiver in the Big Ten.
Bro, Chris Ottman Bell is a dog.
Okay.
For Minnesota.
I didn't
and
say
Muhammad
hey,
Ibrahim or Ibrahim.
I didn't say they're not.
He's probably a top five running back in the country.
Hey,
he's a bowling ball.
I am not saying they're not, but you also have to realize that this team, believe it or not, has got an insane team. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that insane team should have lost to FAU.
Okay. Again, just because they should have lost to a bad team doesn't mean they're not good. Am I saying that Purdue is the best team in the Big Ten? No. But you just go
12 points.
Your thing is, oh no, Minnesota's 21st in the country. They almost beat a good team. They're gonna win.
Almost beat a good team?
Yeah.
They
almost.
They mopped Michigan State by like
Michigan
34
State
points.
Has not had a good season this year.
They're still a better team than
no.
Purdue.
No. Obviously
home,
not.
And they're no Purdue's 12 point dogs.
Okay.
There's no way, Eddie.
I'm telling you right
now,
it's possible.
This game's gonna be bad. It's gonna be a blowout.
It's not.
I would take Minnesota.
I'm telling you right now, if Purdue does lose, it's not that big of a blowout at all. I'm just telling you right now, Minnesota has gotten absolutely. In my opinion, Minnesota has gotten lucky in their first couple of weeks. They have played three super easy teams and then an Michigan State team
on the road.
Okay.
They killed them, dude.
Michigan State is 2-2.
I know they're not the greatest team in the world, but still, it is hard to win anywhere on the road in the Big Ten 34-7.
Okay. But that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at their roster. Michigan State sucks. Yes, Minnesota has a decent roster.
And so does
Purdue has a better roster. Correct. I'll say Purdue isn't great. But I'm telling you right now, if I'm taking my odds on which roster is going to show up more.
Minnesota, easily.
No, because Minnesota, when was the last time they were good in football? Really good.
When they got into the top 10 in one of the years of PJ Fleck. They beat Penn State when they were ranked.
And then they sucked.
And then they won the Outback Bowl or some big bowl.
Okay, yeah, and then they haven't been good since. What they're going to do is they're going to go, hey, we're 21st in the country. We just beat Michigan State.
They had a good year last year.
And they're going to go, we can beat anybody we want. And then they're going to get screwed. We've seen it before. How did Indiana did the exact same thing during COVID? We only lost to Ohio State. We were top 10 in the country. We were high on our own success. We got mauled by an Ole Miss team that we should not have lost to.
That's because Michael Penix was hurt. Michael Penix.
You can't ride on one player.
They would have won that game if Michael Penix played.
We should have still won that game. We had the better team.
It's all right.
We were just too high on our own success.
The bottom line
is
there's no way Purdue's
Minnesota is going to be too high off the hype train.
Minnesota will go 11-1. The only game they're losing is at Penn State and maybe at Wisconsin.
Okay. You think that they're going to beat Purdue, but they're going to lose to Wisconsin? Wisconsin sucks almost worse than Purdue after what we saw.
This is depending on if Wisconsin figures it out by the end of the year. That's November 26th.
That game is ridiculous.
There's no way Purdue's winning.
There is a way, and it's not that hard to think about. Utah, Oregon State. That's not really a huge game. They didn't look too bad. Utah should come out easy. Alabama against Arkansas. Arkansas is just—they're not going to be in top 25 of the year.
I'm telling you right now. Not only does Arkansas, what's the spread for this game? 17.
I think so. Yeah.
Not only does Arkansas cover said 17-point spread, they win the game outright.
You're telling me Arkansas is beating Bama?
Yep.
Okay, so he's over here calling me out for saying that Purdue is going to beat Minnesota, and he thinks that Arkansas, who had one of the worst games ever against Texas A&M and loses on a field goal doink, is going to beat the top team in the country.
If they didn't fumble at the goal line, they would have won that game easily.
If they wouldn't have made a huge mistake, they would have won. All I'm saying is that they're going to get mauled.
I'm going to mention 2 points. Okay, who do you think's better, Arkansas or Texas?
Arkansas.
Okay, well, Alabama was favored by 20.5 on the road against Texas.
Okay, so they
won by one.
They had one struggling game. They also are probably going to be the number one team in the country at the end of the year. Yeah, Georgia is insane. But I'm telling you right now, they're still favored to win the Natty.
Remember last year when A&M was coming off a loss to I forget who, and then they got their act together and won a huge game against Alabama? That's what I think Arkansas is going
to
do.
And yet, who still went to the national championship?
I didn't say Bama's not still going to go to the national title. I'm saying Arkansas comes out here and wins this game.
They're not winning this game.
This is one of the games I have better than Ole Miss, Kentucky. I think Arkansas...
No. I mean, yes, I agree. I can see this game. I didn't see this game
There's
just no way.
There's another reason, and it's that Bama's biggest game this entire year, at least in the preseason, and the game that they're most excited for is home against A&M. Because A&M beat them last year, and Jimbo and Saban are going back and forth about all this recruiting NIL nonsense.
So wait, who do you think's winning that game?
And that's it. I think Bama will win that game.
So you think that Arkansas, who lost to A&M,
that's not how that works. You can't do the stupid triangle thing.
No, but according to you, we can. According to you, we can do this. Because you were talking about how certain teams were going to win based off who they beat and who they lost.
I'm saying this is a trap game for Alabama because they're looking ahead to A&M.
No.
This is the biggest game of Arkansas this year. They're coming out like a house of fire and they're going to win.
I'm telling you they're not.
They're going to come out mad.
Arkansas is going to come out and go, crap, we just lost to A&M and now we have to play arguably the best team in the country. We're screwed.
Best team in the country that hasn't really looked like it. They have like no...
What do you mean? Their quarterback is Heisman's favorite.
You
want to
talk about beating some nobodies.
Every year, Alabama always starts off with nobodies, and yet every year, they have the best coach in college football
history.
Actually,
every year, they don't start off with nobodies. They played Miami last year. They usually play a decent team.
And
they did play a decent team and should have lost them in Texas.
Speaking of playing a bunch of nobodies, yet they're still going to come out and they're going to go undefeated probably. The only game that they maybe lose, and we already talked about it, is going to be Tennessee. That's the only game they even remotely maybe lose.
Honestly, I'd give Arkansas a better chance to win than Tennessee.
No way.
That's a bigger game for Alabama. It's a bigger rivalry atmosphere.
I'm telling you right now. No, because being at Tennessee is way harder than being in Arkansas. Way harder.
I would say it's harder, not that much harder.
You're out of your mind.
Arkansas is doing a red out for this game, if anyone's curious.
Congratulations. So they're going to be supporting the Tide. I mean, like,
that's not how that works.
I understand that, but like, I'm telling you right now, Arkansas has a 6.9% chance of winning. You want to talk about percent?
Nice.
That's ridiculous. They're given a 6.9, and yes, nice. Solid 69 joke there. But
you don't mention the joke when I make it.
You didn't really make it. You just said nice. Nobody was really getting that.
Everyone got it.
But nobody got that because if I would have said a 69% chance, it would have made sense.
Either way, we're gonna move on.
And the spread being -617, no way. There's no way. You were just talking about Minnesota beating Purdue with a spread less than that. And there's no way they're winning. And yours, no way.
I got the Hogs. Everyone loves an underhog.
Dude, I thought that there were certain people that had horrible takes.
Rutgers and Ohio State. Ohio State's going to win.
There's nothing major to talk about there. Oklahoma State and Baylor. This is going to be a good game. Number 9 Oklahoma State against number 16 Baylor. I think Oklahoma State takes it pretty easy.
I'm taking Baylor.
I know you're taking Baylor because you're on the Baylor, for some reason, bandwagon train.
Well, I think Baylor's a really good team. Had a rough slip-up against BYU, but I think they're going to regroup the rest of the year.
He said they were going to finish, top 10?
I said I had them finishing 11-1.
You had them finishing 11-1, and they're not.
And then winning the Big 12.
Yeah, they're not. Right now, Oregon is the favorite to win the Big 12. How? I don't know.
Oregon's not in the Big 12.
Oh, that's right. They're not. They're in the Pac-12. Who's favored to win it?
I think Baylor's going to win.
No, they're not. You think they're going to win it, but there's
Oklahoma?
Another team that's favored.
It's not going to be Oklahoma or Texas?
No, it's not Oklahoma or Texas.
It's Baylor.
No, it's not. Who was it? No, it's Oklahoma State.
I think
Baylor. I forgot Oklahoma State was even in the Pac-12 or in the Big 12.
I think, guess what?
You want to know who's actually leading the Big 12 right now?
They haven't played barely any conference games.
Kansas.
Kansas.
They're the only undefeated team left.
You know what? You know what?
Actually, no, they're not.
You know what? Good for Kansas.
Oklahoma State is undefeated.
They play Iowa State, and I think they're actually underdogs in Iowa State at home.
Hey, you know what? They beat Houston, and they beat them pretty bad. So they beat a ranked team.
Kansas football's looking good.
Which is weird to say. They do play three ranked teams back-to-back, and two of them on the road. But
I'm just saying,
there's no way.
Northwestern is at Penn State. Man, has Northwestern fallen off since that Ireland game? They haven't won since.
No, but nobody thought they were going to be that great. If you did, you were out of your mind.
No, but I didn't think they'd be very good. But then they beat Nebraska. It's like, oh, they might be good. Then they lost to Duke, Southern Illinois, and Miami of Ohio.
Yep.
All at home.
Yep. And that's why nobody bets on Nebraska, or nobody bets on Northwestern. Wake Forest against Florida State. This will be a good game, but I don't think it's going to be that interesting. I think it's going to be a pretty low-scoring game.
I think it'll be
low-scoring.
Wake Forest is all offense, no defense. It'll be a high-scoring game.
Correct, but Florida State has really good defense. Really good, in my opinion.
I don't know about really good.
It's not going to be like last week where they were going up against an unexperienced secondary that Clemson has. They're going to be going up against a solid Florida State team.
Clemson's defense is better than Florida State's.
Not all around. Clemson, I think, has better corners and I think has a better line, but Clemson doesn't have the secondary or, in my opinion, I don't think the linebacking core is as strong as it used to be. Once you get past one of them, you're pretty free. That's why they're able to throw bombs.
As for the game pick, I'm taking Wake.
I'm taking Florida State.
I think Wake's the better team. I think Florida State.
State is just on a roll.
I'm not riding the Florida State train.
I'm just flat out saying that they're going to win.
I mean, I think it's good for Florida State that they're good again because they have been bad, really, really bad the last two, three years.
Yeah, they have.
But I think Wake Forest is going to win. I think they're the better team.
Next up, Texas A&M versus Mississippi State. Number 17, Texas A&M. Obviously, they did just win a close one. I think that they win this. I know they're on the road, but I still think that they win.
Mississippi State is actually a 3.5-point favorite.
They are.
The thing about playing in hostile road environments is that defense travels.
Exactly.
Your defense will show up on the road more than your offense will.
Correct.
And
they have a better defense,
in my opinion. And A&M's defense, probably the best in the country, or at least top
one of. I would say they're one of. I would say Georgia's D is ridiculous.
Georgia
and Bama have really good D's.
I would say A&M's defense is better than Alabama's.
I don't know.
But what's it called? I mean, their offense is putrid. It's just bad. But I think their defense will play well enough to win.
Yeah,
I mean, Mississippi State runs the air raid. You're not going to be able to get too predictable.
Correct.
You're not going to be able to get too predictable against a defense that good.
Up next, LSU versus Auburn. LSU is 9-point favorites. I can agree with this. I think LSU has just they've shown up a season. Looking at them in preseason, they did not look like the team that I thought they would be. LSU has really proved that they're a different team.
Auburn is
ridiculous.
Bad.
They could have been a good team, and then they had to go and start stuff, and their coach had to come and be an idiot.
Their drama surrounding
their coach. They have a talent that they could do if they had a good coach.
Their booster program just has way too much control and 100%. Power over all the
athletic. I'm telling you right now, they had
It's just a bad scene.
I'm telling you right now, they have a good enough roster. If they had a different coach and they had a little more control in the actual coaching department, this would be a pretty good team. They have the talent.
They're going to lose to LSU.
Georgia against Mizzou is nothing new. Georgia is going to easily win this.
You know how bad Missouri is? They lost to Auburn.
Again, Auburn is not a bad team. They had horrible coaching.
That makes a bad team.
No, their roster is what makes the team good.
Their team is bad.
No. Them as a team is good. Their coaching is making them bad because they don't have a coach.
I'm sure Nick Saban can get them to a top 10 ranking, but
100%.
They're not a good team.
They are. They just have horrible coaching.
Which makes them not a good team.
No, what makes them not a good team is losing, which is they're losing because of who? Their coaching.
Okay, whatever.
That's like saying that people that have a great roster, they're automatically a bad team if they lose. They're not a bad team. They just have really
terrible
coaching.
Clearly,
their
roster isn't that great if they're not winning.
What? So you're telling me, you were just a second ago saying that Michigan State is good, yet they're sucking. So they're a horrible team? Make up your mind.
I'm saying they're not that bad.
Okay, but they're not that bad.
I'm saying Minnesota looks good.
But you said that Michigan State was a really good team.
They're not as good as people thought they were going to be. I thought they were overranked in the preseason, but they're not.
Anyway, this is my second game. My first game was Alabama Arkansas.
This is my first game.
My third game, I'd forgotten about this game, so my third game is Kentucky Ole Miss. This is my second game. It is number 10 North Carolina State against number 5 Clemson.
Hot take,
NC State wins this game. I know they're at Clemson, but Clemson struggled a lot, and I think
it's going to be close.
I think the winner of this game makes the playoffs this year.
They could. Here's the thing, though. In the preseason, I thought Wake Forest. If I had to pick a team,
Wake Forest. I told you they weren't winning.
They should have won that.
No,
it was a great game.
It was a great game, and Clemson came out on top.
I think that Wake Forest is a better team than NC State. I think NC State will hang around in this game for a while, but it's a big road environment, and Clemson's really good. Their offense looked a lot. That was the question: Is their offense going to be a reliable force this year? And they went out and dropped 51 points. I know Wake Forest doesn't have a great defense, but I think Clemson's overall the better team, and I think they win a close game. But this is going to be a really fun game.
I'm telling you right now, I think that they easily win this. Like, not easily, but I think that like it's not going to be as close as people think. I think that they win by 10 points. They beat Clemson by 10 points.
You think NC State's
winning
by
two scores?
10?
I think they win by 10.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think they can do it. Is it going to be a little bit of a challenge? Yeah, probably, but I still think that they could win this game.
All right.
And then our last game, I think we're going to talk about. West Virginia, Texas isn't really major. I'm sorry, it's not. They're both really horrible teams. They're horrible. Nothing to say. Texas is favored by 10 points. Sure. I don't think they win though. Hot take.
I think West Virginia
can beat them. Texas has just looked horrible.
I mean, if either of them wins,
I'll be shocked. I'm shocked to win in 16 overtimes.
Not worth it.
And then the game that, of course, we're going to be watching tomorrow, which I'm not sure. What time is this game?
7:30.
7:30 at night? Okay.
If you're talking about the IU game.
Yes. Indiana is playing Nebraska, 3-1 against 1-3. I mean, they're just like Northwestern. Nebraska has not won a game. Or no, they won their second game. And then they just haven't done anything. They got new coaching, and the new coaching led them to a loss.
They're coming off a bye. I mean, I don't know.
Which is going to make them colder.
They lost to Georgia Southern and Northwestern.
To be fair, I mean, yes, we've had close games against terrible opponents.
It's a road game. I don't think it'll be an easy game.
No, I think that we talked about this. As Hoosier fans, and don't get me wrong, we think that Connor is a good quarterback, but maybe try another quarterback. I'll say this.
I feel like
is a really good QB, but I don't think that he's the QB that fits our offense.
I think the first three games have cemented Bazelak's spot as the starter.
I don't, for one reason.
I'm not saying it should cement his spot at the starter.
The only reason they're cementing his spot is because they won. But you can't. We looked so bad against three teams that were terrible.
Cincinnati's good.
Not good teams. You can't do that in Big Ten play. When we play teams coming up, like we're going to be playing Penn State, we're going to be playing Ohio State, you can't get down 21 points and then expect to come back. That is not going to happen. That's not realistic. Now, Bazelak did a great job leading us back, but you're not going to be able to do that. He tried to do it against Cincinnati.
At that point, it's too late. Cincinnati's playing Tampa, too.
Correct. Cincinnati, they started to do it against Cincinnati. They couldn't even do it against Cincinnati. You really think they're going to do it against Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan? No one thinks
they're winning any of those games.
That's why you need to experiment. This is the year that you've already been like, hey, we've won three. We have probably three or so more games we could win. We could still make a bowl game, but let's experiment a little.
If they want to make a bowl game, they got to win this game.
No.
If they don't win this game, they're not making a bowl.
I do not agree with that.
Because here's the thing. If they can't beat Nebraska, then they're probably not beating Maryland. They win three more games after this. You're saying Maryland, Rutgers, and
they
Michigan
beat Maryland,
State.
Rutgers, and I think they can beat Purdue.
I would not have thought that at the start of the year with how bad Purdue's looking.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Purdue is really good. I think that if they beat us, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, dang it. How did they beat us? No. I can see them beating us. I still see Purdue as a decent team. Yeah, they struggle. They're 2-2, but that doesn't mean that they suck. Everybody's like, oh, they're 2-2. They absolutely suck. You have to remember that this is a team that last year shocked everybody.
Yeah. I think IU will
win. We can beat Michigan State, but I fear because we're on the road, we always struggle on the road, no matter what year it is.
Every team does.
Not every team.
Most teams
do. Most teams. But, I mean, that's why I'm saying that we probably are going to end up losing to Michigan State just because we suck on the road. But
I mean, if they want to get to bowl eligibility, they got to win this game.
I'll tell you right now, because
they're not beating Ohio State, they're not beating Penn State, they're probably.
Hey, you know what? We could beat Penn State. Maybe we have a miracle like the year we beat them when they were ranked first game of the season.
I wish.
Only this time we get to see the pylon dive and we get to see that in person.
Rush the field.
We would be rushing it for that. But anyway, so we're going to go ahead real quick. We're going to move on to NFL. We're going to talk a little NFL, just preview, and then we're going to move into our new segment, which, again, not going to tell you what it is until we get there. So let's go ahead and move into NFL. Crazy game last night. We did watch it, me and Quincy.
I have a rant to go on about this game.
Oh, geez, here we go.
Okay, I'll let you talk first.
No. I'm just saying, geez, what is it?
No,
because I'm afraid.
Talk about the game.
Okay. First off, prayers out to Tua. I will say this. I've never seen an injury where a QB has shown more terror in his face.
This is my problem. Because remember when they played the Bills and then he got hurt. He got slammed to the ground and he's walking.
Well, they said it was a back injury, and that's probable.
He did not land on his back.
Correct.
If you look at the video, it's his head whipping back.
Yes, his head whipped back, but you know what's connected to your back is your neck. So if he hit something in his neck, it's possible he injured his back. That's possible.
Okay.
They're medical professionals.
He's out there stumbling. He should not have played the second half of
that
Bills game.
But that does not mean that he was not eligible to play. It does not mean that he was not able.
He can play. He should not have.
But
the Dolphins medical staff, whoever made the decision to clear him to play the second half of last game.
There's a difference. They cannot say he is not eligible to play if he is clearly able to play. It was the coach's decision to put him back in. That was a dumb coaching decision. The medical staff cannot go, hey, he's good to play, but we know you're an idiot, so we're going to say he can't. They can't do that. They have to give their honest medical evaluation.
But the thing is there's something wrong with like his nerves.
Correct.
And the fact that he was out there last game is shameful.
100% agree.
The NFL should bring the hammer down on the Dolphins. They're becoming my most hated team now. I cannot stand.
No, I don't hate the Dolphins. I think that was a horrible coaching decision. Now, he was cleared. I've read the things. He's been cleared. He was cleared to leave the hospital. He went back to South Florida. And as of right now, they're just saying it's a head or a neck injury. They have not gotten the MRIs back. He's getting that today. That will come back later. But he was eligible to – he could get on the plane. He moved. He wore a neck brace just to be safe. He was able to move his neck.
He should not play.
He had full range of motion. He can move all of his fingers, all of his arms, his legs. His neck was fine. He could move it.
He still should not be playing.
He should not be playing. I 100% agree. But I'm telling you this right now. I honestly thought the Dolphins were still going to win until the last minute. Teddy Bridgewater looks so good.
No,
this is why I don't understand why he's a backup.
Teddy Bridgewater would start for a lot of teams.
He would.
The Bears and
Giants. Excuse
and
me.
Giants.
Also, are one of them. He would start for the Cowboys if the Cowboys wanted to pick him up.
No, they would. He would start for probably at least like 7 or 8.
You know what? At this point, the 49ers would probably take him over Quincy's top 10 quarterback.
No, he's not better than Jimmy G.
I mean,
only
at this
nine.
Point,
only 9 QBs at this in the point. NFL are better than Jimmy G.
Over that, I would say at least 10. But anyway, I'm literally looking at the 10 on my list for right now, which is pretty depressing. But what I will say is that, yeah, it was a dumb decision. But Teddy Bridgewater, 193 yards, a touchdown, an INT. The INT came in the last 2 minutes.
Oh, man, that was bad.
It sealed the win for the
terrible throw
for the Cincinnati
Bengals.
They're
really the only bad throw he made all game.
100%. And he looked amazing in the pocket. He broke 4 tackles that were ridiculous. He scrambled for a first down and like just made it look easy. There was that one play where he broke a sack and he put the ball on the ground, picked it up, and threw it out of bounds. It was ridiculous.
Who'd you pick this game?
I had the Dolphins. I also didn't think that Tua was going to go out with a serious fatal injury.
But the Bengals, with 13 points in the third quarter, 2 field goals from McPherson, Hayden Hurst caught a touchdown. Yeah. To seal the game. Good win for the Bengals. Start
100%,
off
really
slow
good.
Start, but they're right back in the thick of things, so 2 good wins.
I think they're going to struggle a little. I will say that because they have a couple of interesting – why is it not loading?
Ravens, Saints, Falcons, Browns are their next game.
Correct. They lose to the Ravens.
Okay.
The Ravens are hot.
They'll beat the Saints.
They'll beat the Saints.
And they'll beat the Falcons.
They'll beat the Falcons. Browns. I think that the Browns will upset them. We'll now, see. Will it happen? Maybe. But I think that there's one team that is riding the hype train right now and saying, you know what, screw you all. You said we couldn't win without Deshaun. Watch us. They're 3-1. You realize that, right? They are leading that division.
All right. We got to talk about.
We're going to talk about the next Buffalo and Baltimore. This is the biggest game.
I got the Ravens.
I don't. I want to see Lamar. I love Lamar. Okay. I'm not like a Lamar bandwagon. I'm not a Ravens fan. I've liked the Ravens. They're one of my favorite teams behind the Giants. I always have liked them. Ray Lewis, a lot of other teams before that. But I like Lamar Jackson. He is one of those players that literally he's like a Steph Curry. He's redefined the game.
I think honestly, this game is going to be so high scoring. I think it's just going to come down to who has the ball last.
Hot take: I could see this game going over 100 total points.
That's a lot of points for an NFL game.
But think about it.
I said in my video on my channel, I said 41. 38.
Think about it. You have Ravens. Arguably the highest scoring passing quarterback and the highest scoring rushing quarterback.
It's going to I get that. It's going to be really hard for both teams.
Oh, 100%. But
when was the last time there were 100 points in an NFL game?
I don't know.
What, that Rams Chiefs game on Monday night? Like
that was ridiculous.
Very, very rarely do you see both teams get over 40.
I could
40,
see it.
Let alone
I could
50.
See it. And I mean they're both top 3 quarterbacks in the league. So next game, okay, Jags and Philly. This is my game of the week for one reason. Hear me out. I'm saying this is my game of the week for A, because the Philadelphia Eagles are the only undefeated team left in the league.
They've looked like the best team.
They have looked. They're at this point. They go to the Super Bowl. At this point,
right now,
easily.
There's still
easily
the whole season left.
Agreed.
We'll see.
But I honestly think they have one of the best all around teams I've ever seen. The Eagles have. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Miles Sanders, and Jalen Hurts.
I don't think this team is as good as the Eagles team that won the Super Bowl.
It's better.
Mm.
Are you kidding me?
No.
A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Miles Sanders, Jalen.
I get that. That Eagles defense that year was nuts.
The defense was nuts. the defense really didn't win them that. I mean, they did, but they didn't.
They got them all throughout.
Nick Foles and the offense kept them in that. Because the defense was letting Brady score.
But I think not necessarily in the Super Bowl, but throughout the whole season their defense was nuts. I think
this team's better.
I mean, they're 3-0, but I don't know.
They easily win that division. Easily.
Oh yeah.
All you Cowboy fans out there that keep saying that the Cowboys, this is their year, they're 2-1. Wow, they beat the Giants. Congratulations. In case you forgot, the Bucks still own you. So maybe take a seat and realize that you're not even going to finish over 500.
I picked the Eagles to win this division, and I'm so
easily
glad I'm most likely going to be
right. But the reason I say this is a game of the week for me is because the Jaguars are the most underrated team in the league right now. They have been the most surprising.
Well. They're playing well.
They made the Chargers look like a little baby.
So and the Colts.
And the Colts, who, by the way, the Colts beat the Chiefs, and the Chargers were expected to win that division, that whole division.
There's another coach that needs to be fired for keeping his quarterback in the game. I ranted about Brandon Staley.
I agree that Brandon Staley has made some dumb decisions, but I don't think that overall he's a horrible coach.
I think the Eagles win this game.
Okay. The Eagles win it. Baltimore wins it. Or Buffalo wins it. Sorry, not Baltimore. I think that Kansas City wins the rematch.
Who do they play?
Tampa.
I got the Bucks.
It's a Super Bowl rematch. I think that Kansas City wins.
Brady will lead his team to a win come hell or high water.
No, because you know why? The reason the Bucks won the Super Bowl was because the only thing the Chiefs had in their playbook was, hey, throw it deep to Tyreek. And you know what the Bucks said? Okay, fine. Try something new. Now, they've got one of the best, I would say, mixed offenses I've seen. You've got Juju, who likes to run the drag and the slants.
Juju's not that great, but okay.
Juju is decent. He's an underrated receiver. He wasn't great in Pittsburgh. You've got Travis Kelce, who can run pretty much any route.
Are you trying to say that this Chiefs offense is better than last year's Chiefs offense?
I wouldn't say necessarily overall it's better. I think it's better in multiple areas. It's a more all-around offense.
I guess, but...
Because now you've still got Mecole Hardman, who is your burner. So you have a Tyreek Hill type player.
I think the Bucks.
And now you have more depth.
I think their defense shuts it down.
I don't. They couldn't even shut down Aaron Rodgers, who had all.
They gave him 14 points.
Correct, and they lost.
That is shutting it. That is shutting it down. 14 points.
They scored 14 points in the first quarter. They ran them up.
And then they scored zero for three quarters. 14 points is a good defensive performance.
And you don't want to know why? Because Aaron Rodgers was making throws, and they were dropping them. That wasn't even the Bucks defense. Really? That was just the receiving is unexperienced. It's an experience. It's just true.
We got to do the Bears Giants.
We're going to do Bears Giants. Also, I mean, we're not going to really get into it, but London special Sunday morning. It's the Minnesota Vikings against the New Orleans Saints.
Vikings, big.
I think they win that pretty easy. I'm just going to go through the games. I'm just going to list them. Chargers at Houston. Chargers need a rebound game here. Tennessee at Indy. Hot take, Derrick Henry. Massive game, Tennessee.
I think Tennessee wins.
My Giants are going to be 3-1 for the first time in a long freaking time. I can tell you that.
Nah.
Everybody agrees with me, buddy. Everybody agrees. Nah, Justin Fields sucks.
No, that Bears defense, though. That run game, though.
That run game? By the way, I just want to point out, you want to know who the top running back in the league right now is?
Hold on. I'm going to bring up some stats. Hold on. Talk for a minute.
Okay, he's going to bring up some stats. I'll bring up my own stats. Saquon Barkley is an absolute god right now. Also, Justin Fields can barely play anywhere, and yet you expect him to come into one of the biggest football markets in the world and play? Yeah, no. He's going to choke hardcore in New York. Okay. All we got to do is beat your little 91-speed receivers, you know, little baby corners, and you have no speed at receiver.
Corners. Jalen Johnson's a top 10 defensive back in the NFL.
Okay.
Baby corners.
Have a top 10. Okay, and we also have two really good receivers.
Every game played by the Bears and every other NFL team through week three. Every single team has played those games. The Bears have the least amount of pass attempts in all three games compared to every single other game. What's it called? I'm trying to look at this. Every single NFL team has had no other NFL team has a game with under 20 passes attempted this year. The Bears have three.
Yeah.
And
what's their record? They're 2-1 because they are lucky.
The 22 Bears in every NFL team the last 40 years, they have attempted only 40 passes.
Hey.
And they're 2-1, and they're going to be 3-1.
That does not mean they're good.
Because that run game is nuts, and the defense is shutting down Danny Dimes.
They're not. Yeah, you're correct. They're shutting down Danny Dimes.
Win. You can't guard Saquon. 10. Yeah, they can.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
No, they cannot.
Yes, they can.
I'm telling you right now, we're going to run through your defense like a little slice of cheese. All right? And what are you going to do on offense? You're going to give it to Justin Fields? What's he going to do? Throw it 60 yards down the field to a nobody?
No, he's going to – we're going to run the ball and play and not lose the game offense.
He had 161 yards and two interceptions against the Texans.
Hey, everyone has a bad game.
Everyone has a bad game with the Bears. It seems to be a trend on every game.
That's why they got a winning record.
Yeah, because they played the two worst teams in the league.
Oh, the 49ers are one of the worst teams.
The 49ers playing in a monsoon that they never play in. Congratulations.
I think.
And the Houston Texans, who are literally the worst team in the league. They have the lowest power ranking. And if I remember correctly, you got demolished by the Green Bay Packers.
We need some sort of stakes for this game. Like, we need to put a bet on this game. Not money, but, like, stakes.
Okay, I'll put my stakes on it. It's called that anybody in their right freaking mind will know that the Giants, even though they suck, are going to beat the Bears. All right.
Do you have a Giants jersey with you, don't you?
I don't have it with me, no.
I was going to say, if the Bears win, you got to come wearing a Bears jersey.
I'm not buying a Bears jersey.
I have one. I have like four of them.
You also like, sorry, your shirts would not fit me, but that's besides the point. No, I'm telling you right now.
There got to be some sort of stakes for this.
Green Bay, New England. Green Bay wins easy. Most likely, Brian Hoyer is going to be playing for New England because Mac Jones is out with an injury, but they win that easy. They're in Green Bay. Denver, Las Vegas, hot take, Las Vegas gets their first win.
I agree.
I 100% agree. Rams in San Francisco, easily the Los Angeles kicks their butt.
San Francisco wins at home.
Oh, here we go. Excuse me, the Jimmy G train again.
They're favored by 1.5.
They're favored by 1.5. I don't know how.
Because they're going to win.
They're not.
Debo Samuel's going to tear them up, and their defense is shutting
down. Against, that's what they said against
the
Denver.
Rams, the Rams have had trouble at San Francisco.
Okay. Let's move. Yo, in case you didn't watch the last game, I guess the Rams found their own. Debo just handed off to Cooper. He was rushing and running like he was a beast.
I like San Francisco.
I'm telling you, they're not. All right, we're going to move into our last segment really quick. We're going to wrap this up. This segment will be like at most 10 minutes, and then we're done for the show. This is the new segment. We're going to do trivia. We've each caught five questions on the side. What we're going to do, I'll ask mine. You'll ask yours. We'll tally up how many points each of us has. Each right question is a 1 point. Whoever has the most is the champion. You get bragging rights in the trivia department for this week. And we'll do this maybe every week once of our two shows, or maybe we'll do it every show. We don't know.
You go first. I gotta find some.
Okay, he's got to find some.
I have two already, though.
All right, my first one. What country has won the most soccer World Cups?
The most soccer World Cups?
Exactly.
I don't know much about soccer. I feel like it's... I want to say it's either Brazil, France, or Germany.
You gotta pick one.
I'm gonna say Germany.
Okay, Germany. All right.
Was that right?
I'm not gonna tell you until the end. I'll give you the right answers as when I'm done.
Okay.
All right. This is a pretty easy one for you. I threw you a couple of give me's just in case some of them were too hard. What was Babe Ruth's first name?
I know.
And you
this.
Get a bonus point if you tell me his full name.
No. I know this. I know that. I know this because the reason he's called Babe Ruth is because in order to play for the Red Sox, the coach of the team had to adopt him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Oh, that's his Babe or something." Oh, I know it. Oh, it's George. It's George Herman Ruth. That's right. I know that's right.
Okay. All right.
I know that's right.
Who is the only person to ever play in the Super Bowl and the World Series? Another give me.
Deion Sanders.
All right. Who is the only starting pitcher in a World Series game to bat other than ninth? This is actually a tough one. I did not know this. I had between three people.
Okay.
And was one of them. I did get it right between the three people, I guess. But
the only person I can think is Madison Bumgarner because that guy rakes. All right. And I feel like the Giants maybe put him seventh or something. Although, I feel like it might be Bob Gibson, too, because that guy raked back in the day. It's either Bob Gibson. I'm gonna stick with Madison Bumgarner though. If it's all Bob right. Gibson, I'm gonna be pissed.
All right, last one. Another should be give me. If you don't know this one, you don't know NBA very well, so you may not know this one. Which basketball player was Michael Jordan nicknamed after when he was in high school?
I have not a clue in the world.
Not a clue? Okay.
Magic Johnson. I don't know.
All right. Is that your final answer?
Yeah. All right. I only have two prepped.
Well, I can give you the answers while you keep looking. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. I will tell you this. You got 3 points.
I got 3 out of 5?
3 out of 5.
I think that's pretty good.
You got 3 out of 5. Okay. I'll give you a 3.5. Because you got his... Okay. First one, what country has the most soccer World Cups? It was Brazil.
Oh, I knew it was Brazil.
That easy. They have like
a
ridiculous.
I was thinking Brazil.
They
changed it to Germany.
What was Babe Ruth's first name? German. You did get it. It is German Herman Ruth, but it's German Herman Ruth Jr. That's why I gave you a half a point.
Oh, okay, fine.
So, Who was the only person to ever play in the Super Bowl World Series? Deion Sanders, pretty easy. Who was the only starting pitcher in the World Series game to bat other than the ninth? Babe Ruth. He was a pitcher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yep. I guess.
And somehow, by God's grace, you guessed and you got it right. It was indeed Magic Johnson. He was nicknamed after in high school.
Okay. Here's my first one. Currently in FBS.
Oh, jeez.
Currently in FBS. The team with the set, we're talking about consecutive games scoring 30 points.
Okay.
UCLA has 7 consecutive games scoring 30 points. They're second. The team in first has 18 consecutive games scoring 30 points.
Currently?
Yes.
Okay.
Who has scored 30 points in 18 consecutive games? And I'll give you a hint, they're a group of five team.
Oh, jeez. Oh, gosh. I can't think of one, honestly. That is a group.
I'll give you another hint, but you only get a half point if you get it right.
Group of five team doesn't really help because that doesn't narrow it down to anything. Really, it doesn't because a lot of those teams are just really good teams that would all be options.
Hold on, I'll give you another hint because I think. Hold on, I need to check my source here. Hold on.
Oh man, there's like three teams that I'm between.
IU was the last team to hold them under 30 points.
Last team to hold them under 30 points.
It was one of IU's two wins last year.
Gosh, we beat Idaho, which wasn't a big win. And our last, who was our other win last year? I honestly don't remember. There's like, I didn't watch IU football last year very much. I was literally never had time, and they were horrible. Just going through the roster. I'm going through the list of games we may have played last year. I'm going to say it's the only team I can possibly under 30.
They've scored eight. They have 18 straight games scoring 30 points.
I'm going to say Penn State.
Okay.
Well, did we beat them last year? No, we didn't. So,
okay, so next question. Aaron Judge just hit his 61st home run.
Okay.
Who has come the closest?
What do you mean?
Other than him. Like, about 4 or 5 years ago, this person hit 59 home runs. Who's been the closest to pass Maris since Aaron Judge just tied him?
Jeez. 4 to 5 years ago. Would have been Pujols, because he wasn't hitting them that many in a season. Wasn't Trout? He wasn't that big yet. Trying to think about who would have been. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. I'm gonna have to. Oh man, that's a rough one. I can't think of. Those are the two big hitters. I'm gonna have to say Pujols. He's the only one I can think of, Pujols? And I know that's not right.
Okay. Next question. Why are the Green Bay Packers? It's kind of tough. I feel like you might know it, though. What? Why are the Green Bay Packers called the Green Bay Packers?
They're the Cheeseheads. I mean, what do you mean? They're called the Green Bay Packers because...
Like, where did the name Packers come from?
Where did the name Packers come from?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I know lots of things about the Packers, but that is not one of them. I mean, I know they're called the Cheeseheads. They're the only publicly owned NFL sports team. Why they're called the Packers? That's a good question. Yeah, I would have just assumed that you were going to go with, like, why are they called that? And I'm just, everybody calls them the Cheeseheads. I don't know. I didn't even know there was a meaning behind the name.
Are you just throwing the towel in?
Yeah, didn't know there was a meaning behind the name.
All right. Next question. What are the only, this is also kind of tough. I'm going to come up with easier ones next time. I feel like I'm going too hard. What are the only two states in the United States that have never sent a team to the NCAA tournament for basketball?
Two states? Wyoming is definitely one of them.
Because IU played them.
Easy. And I'm going to say Idaho. Wyoming and Idaho. I think those are the two teams that everybody would say have
no,
never
gone. Wyoming has sent one. The two teams that haven't sent one.
Oh, the two teams, you mean teams there are, or there, no, you
there,
said
there
states?
No, there are two states.
Oh, two states.
That have never sent a team to the NCAA tournament.
Idaho's got to be one of them. Connecticut has, because UConn's been. Vermont? I'm going to say Vermont and Idaho.
Okay. And then my last, I got a couple of last ones. Okay. I'm looking through like sports questions. A lot of these I know. Oh, all right. I'll give you another hard one.
Oh, thanks.
Name the minor league team that Michael Jordan played for.
The minor league team? Oh, Jesus.
For the, name the white.
I could have told you he played baseball and I could have told you when, but I cannot freaking tell you the name of the team. I don't even remember where it was at.
I do apologize because I feel like my questions have been so much harder.
Your questions are like, yeah, they are, but it's like.
I'll come up with easier ones next time.
Gosh, I need to rewatch Space Jam. Holy crap. I don't remember the name of the team. I couldn't tell you that. I could have told you when he played. I could have told you that he retired to play. I mean, there are lots of things I could have told you, but not the name of the team. Never cared to memorize that.
Okay. So, all right. So, answer time.
Okay.
So, the two states that have never sent a team to the NCAA tournament, you said Idaho and Vermont?
Yes.
They both sent teams last year because Boise State made it and Vermont made it. The two teams that haven't sent one are Alaska and Maine.
Interesting. I feel like Maine is gone.
All right. The guy that has come closest to passing Roger Maris since Aaron Judge just did it was when Giancarlo Stanton.
I knew I was forgetting somebody.
When he was with the Marlins, he hit 59.
I knew. I was literally going through every person that is known for hitting home runs, and I couldn't think of half of them.
All right. The team that Michael Jordan played on, we were looking for the Birmingham Barons.
Yeah, like who the heck?
And the only reason I know that is because my first year ever getting MLB The Show, I was drafted by the White Sox and played for the Birmingham Barons. What was my other question? Oh, the team that has scored 30 points in 18 consecutive games, they did it against IU this year, is Western Kentucky.
Really?
They've scored 30 points in 18 straight games.
Interesting.
And what was my first question?
I thought that was your first question.
No, that wasn't my first. What was my other question? I had another one. Or was that five? Stanton, Alaska and Maine, Birmingham Barons, 30 points. There was another one in there. Oh, my God. I don't remember. I should have wrote this down. I came unprepared.
I feel like you said...
I keep unprepared.
That was the Packers question.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the reason they're called the Packers is because the first ever owner of the Packers owned a shipping company.
Huh.
And they would pack packages. It's a stupid team name. Why are you naming your team after people that work at Amazon?
Well, because, again, it's also a publicly owned team, so they don't have the right to really change it.
But that's why they're called the Packers. So how many did you get?
Interesting.
I don't think you
got Technically, any. I didn't get any.
Okay, I'll come up with easier. We'll start tracking next time because those were way too hard.
Fair. I was sitting here like, I gave you three give me's and you're over here asking me to recall.
Those were way too hard.
You're asking me over here to recall, stuff I don't think I've ever known existed.
No, I'll come up with easier questions. Those were hard.
Because at first, I literally was sitting here going, I didn't even know that they actually released. I don't think I ever learned his actual baseball team name. I think they had a make-believe name in Space Jam. I don't think it was the actual real name.
He played for the Birmingham Barons. And then he played for the White Sox.
Because I think they tell you the name in Space Jam. I just don't think it's Birmingham Barons. I think they made it up.
I don't know.
But anyway. All right. Well.
We're ending the episode. Maine Black Bears are making the NCAA tournament.
Maine Black Bears?
The Maine Black Bears.
And the Alaska
make
Huskies.
The NCAA tournament.
I don't even think Alaska actually has it. Do they have a basketball team?
They might be the worst team. The Maine Black Bears will make the NCAA tournament.
They won't. But anyway.
End that drought. End that drought of never making the NCAA tournament.
I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see. Maybe this will also end the drought of Quincy's terrible takes. We'll see. That will be it for today's show. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And make sure once again to go and follow us on Instagram and TikTok. We've already got some things up on TikTok. I'm going to try to post quite a few things on Instagram here over the next couple of days. But we really appreciate everyone tuning in today. And also, make sure to click on the like button below if you're watching on YouTube. And subscribe to our channel. We really, really appreciate that. We will be back with another show on Monday. But until next time, I'm Eddie Finn.
Quincy Bell. Stay safe. Go Hoosiers.
Yep.